This week's parsha is a very unique parsha in that when you look in the Torah and you see the shape and the style of the psukim, you will see that the beginning of the parsha does not begin with a space in the middle of a paragraph like we're used to with most of the parsha of the Torah. This, in fact, Parsha Vayechi is called a Parsha Stuma. Rashi points out at the beginning of the parsha Vayechi Yaakov, the reason why it's a Parsha Stuma, playing on the word stuma, because when Yaakov Avinu was nifter, when he passed away, the eyes of the Jewish people were closed. They were nistemu einem shel Yisrael. They were closed, and they started to feel the imminent shiabud, the imminent slavery that was impending and going to begin very soon. So nistamu einem, their eyes and their hearts were closed. Therefore, we have a parsha stuma, a parsha that just is closed on both sides, doesn't have a beginning, and it represents the impending slavery. But there's a second pshat that's brought in the Medrash, the same Medrash, but Rashi doesn't quote this piece, that the Medrash says that Yaakov was sealed from all of the tzarot. He was nistam, he was sealed from all the tzarot of the world. The last 17 years of his life were golden years, after all he had been through, after all of his suffering, with Yosef, with Binyamin, with Esau, with Lavan, everything he had gone through from the beginning until the end. The last 17 years, he was finally able to enjoy a little bit. You think about the symbolism of being closed off, the symbolism of Nistamu, this idea of Stuma, is that it's you're meant to maybe be thinking about something else, but because you're so focused on one thing, you can't focus on anything else. If you think about the brothers for a minute, they should have been rejoicing. Yisurim, what they were going through, what they were experiencing. This is an opportunity to bring about the Geula, to bring Matan Torah, Eretz Yisrael, etc. Eventually down the line, to have that long perspective, but they couldn't. They couldn't. They just simply couldn't see beyond the immediate moment of what they were about to go through. But Yaakov, on the other hand, he was closed to the suffering of his past. He was just basking in the enjoyment of these final years of his life, where he didn't have to go through the pain and suffering of everything he had been through before. That's quite a contrast between Yaakov and his descendants. You can ask, what was Yaakov? Was he oblivious to what would happen in the future? How could he be so joyous? So Sfas Emes writes, Yaakov represents the Midah of Emes, the Midah of truth. The Midah of truth doesn't just mean that you don't tell lies. Sfas Emes writes that the Midah of Emes is able to thrive and be successful in Mitzrayim. And what that means is to be able to see things as they truly are, as they truly are meant to be. And again, Midah Vemes is not just that a person is able to see things to not lie. And so here's the story that we'll finish with. And it goes as follows. The story is told about a student of the Ramban. He was very ill and he was dying. The Ramban went to visit him and he told the student it seemed that his death was imminent. So he told him he would give him a note to take with him when he dies. In Shemayim, there's a special heichal, there's a special place called the Kisot Lemishpat, the Chamber of Judgment. Normally, they don't allow anyone to just go in there. However, with this note, he'd be able to get in. So when he would get there, he could ask all the questions concerning, you know, why Hashem runs the world the way that he does, why is there suffering, how could he even ask, why he died so young, and they'll answer all the questions that he has. So the Ramban gave the student a note to give him the ability to go into the Chamber of Judgment, and the Ramban asked the favor that when he gets the answers, he should come back and tell him the answers. This was his visa to get in to this special heichal. Shortly after the student died, soon after he came back to the Ramban, he thanked the Ramban since his note opened all the doors, and he was indeed given access to this Chamber of Judgment. The Ramban asked him, so, what was the answer? And the student replied that he didn't even ask the questions. So why not? He said, when you're in that chamber, there are no questions. Person goes in there and sees the full picture. There's no questions anymore. Everything is clear. That's when you come back down here, nothing makes sense. You're looking around, you're trying to understand. One can't understand what the answers are. But while you're there, you have no questions. And that's the idea that because of our narrow perspective, the things that we go through in our lives maybe seem terrible. Life seems dark. Life seems bleak. But in the chamber of Mishpat, in the Kisa of the Mishpat up there, that's the full picture. Everything is glorious, justified, and makes sense. That's the idea of Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu, the Midah of Emes, the Midah of truth, he was able to live joyously even in Mitzrayim, even in a place which was complete darkness. He was able to live his life in a way not ignoring the fact that his descendants would go through what they would go through, but realizing that there was an ultimate picture, was an ultimate result, a toel that was going to come from it, to be inspired by the paradigm of Yaakov, even knowing when something is going to be difficult, something is going to be challenging, but to have the long view, the midav emes, to see things how they truly are, should be zochet to go through all the moments of our lives, the tov and the ra, to have the right perspective, to be able to see through and realize that everything comes from Hashem and everything is for a great reason, even if we don't always understand. Shabbat Shalom.